Hey everyone, welcome back, living the good life. We are on remote broadcast this morning, having some fun, and it's very exciting. We have lots to cover, of course, but first things first, we've got Cannabis Healing yet again here on Living the Good Life, hosted by Paxton Quigley. Paxton, good morning.
Good morning, Adam, and hello to all of our Cannabis Healing listeners. There's big news this week. As you know, in the United States, we're sandwiched between two countries, Mexico and Canada, who both now have legal cannabis. On Halloween, Mexico's Supreme Court ruled that a ban on cannabis use is unconstitutional. The court ruled that cannabis and its effects do not justify its prohibition. And Mexico's foreign minister said that using resources like the police and the courts to control cannabis possession did not make sense. Meanwhile, here in the United States, there are a number of ballot initiatives about legalizing cannabis. That's going to be decided in 2 days, on November 6th. Now, keep in mind that cannabis reform isn't always enacted by ballot questions. It also happens through elected officials. So, folks, keep informed and please vote. And I would like to give a shout out to Women of Cannabis. They're holding a conference in Las Vegas on November 13. But now I'd like to welcome today's guest, Ben Miller. And I want to just say that it's spelled V as in Victor, E-M. And Ben lives in Los Angeles. He's worked for years in the film industry as a writer and director, such TV networks as A&E, the Discovery Channel, the History Channel, and others. About over a year ago, Ben founded Fresh Farms. It's a dispensary in L.A. that exclusively sells CBD products in California as well as around the country. Now, remember, folks, CBD is non-psychoactive, meaning that it does not alter your consciousness. But I'll let Vem explain all of that to you. Welcome, Vem, to Cannabis Healing with Paxton Quigley.
Hi, thanks, you? Paxton. Thanks for it. Good. Thank you for having me.
Now, I want to ask you, how did you make the transition from filmmaking to CBD? Doesn't seem to make sense to me.
Yeah, well, it's funny because when I was producing TV shows, and, you know, I never really stopped producing, but I definitely started spending a lot more time on the CBD business. But when I was producing television, we did a series for A&E that was kind of like an intervention type of TV series where it dealt with drug addiction and saving kids that were having a hard time with drugs. And, you know, usually it was like, you know, the worst possible kind of scenario where they're, you know, about to have an overdose or something. And so this guy would go in who was a extreme interventionist, and he would save these kids by taking them to rehab and going through the whole intervention process and even going as far as to try to enroll them into colleges and universities and really kind of putting their life on, you know, on a straight line. And so what we found out while we were doing the show was that there was quite a bad opiate epidemic all around the country, like really bad. And I think you don't realize until you're in some of these small towns seeing it firsthand how bad it is. You know, there was terms thrown around like white America's crack, and, you know, some of these places you see and it's not too far from the truth. And so that definitely made an impression on me. But then fast forward to about 6 months later when I start becoming introduced to the world of CBD through, you know, friends of mine, through associates, and I start hearing about how CBD is different than marijuana and that it doesn't get you high, yet it has a lot of the same therapeutic benefits. And so we, you know, the backstory behind the pharmacy, the Fresh Farms company, that the parent company is called The Pharmacy. And The Pharmacy essentially is a cannabis culture media company. And so through The Pharmacy, we started doing interviews with individuals that were actually using CBD for different things like seizures and PTSD and anxiety relief and depression relief. And so it was getting a lot of information from the world and seeing, wow, there's something over here that solves one of the biggest crises we have in our country, which is that there's this horrible opiate epidemic that's, you know, wiping out towns. And then you have this natural solution that seems to be helping people get off the opiates and
now,
live a healthier life.
Can I ask you, how does CBD help people with addictions? Because there's a lot of misinformation out there, and I'd like to clear it up if we can. How does it help people with addictions?
There's nothing conclusive because it's not like there's like a lot of research. There's been definitely a good amount of research, but it's still a lot of research is in progress. And what we're finding out through animal tests is that, you know, let's say rats that are addicted to cocaine that, you know, keep going toward the, you know, the teat that has the cocaine in it, all of a sudden stop doing that once you give them some CBD. So that it's inhibiting addictive behavior in some form. So,
you don't know yet what it is. You know what? A lot of people have asked me about CBD, if it's okay for like kids, even infants, and then, you know, to really old people, seniors. Do you have any information about that? I mean, should, you know, say, you know, a new mother's having problems with her infant and she turns to CBD. Have you learned anything about that? You know, at what time can people really start using CBD if they have some kinds of problems?
There's still a lot of research in progress that I don't think there's been any conclusive answer to those questions. But I think, as you know, people in the business that are essentially, you know, in the front lines of this change, I guess what we tell people is to almost treat it like you would any other medication and use your best judgment. Now, would I personally give it to an infant? I'm not sure. I don't think the evidence is there yet. Now, would I suggest that somebody who has Alzheimer's or chronic body pain like arthritis, would I suggest that they take it? 100%. I think anybody with good conscience, I could say that if the person's over 18 years old, I would have no trouble at least suggesting the use of CBD against the other options. Now, when it comes to, you know, kids with autism, for example, that, you know, they're 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, a lot of mothers are choosing to use that. And again, to use CBD. And I think, again, what it comes down to is looking at the options and making a logical choice. Now, if the option is a bunch of, you know, hardcore drugs that have side effects, that have a lot of, you know, unproven potential in causing disaster versus CBD, then I think every, you know, mother has to make their choice of what's healthier for their child. And, you know, making a logical choice, not making your reefer madness choice, but a logical choice that looks at all the factors.
Yeah, you know, a couple of months ago, we interviewed, I guess it's your friend, Cullen Jenkins. He's the great NFL defensive tackle, and he told us how CBD literally saved his life. And he said that he was also involved with your company, Fresh Farms. And I imagine that it's important for sports figures and entertainers and other influencers to maybe get on board and support a drug policy reform and the importance of legalizing cannabis and CBD. Do you think having famous people involved also help remove the stigma attached to marijuana?
Yes, most definitely. And, you know, it's funny with Cullen, what he might have not described during the call is that the way he found out about CBD was actually through me, because I had launched Fresh Farm CBD. We had, we had been selling products for a few months, and through a mutual friend, I was introduced to Cullen, and I actually gave, without actually meeting him the first time, I gave him some CBD through his cousin, and then once he used that, he was actually really saw a lot of benefits and came back and said, you know, hey, let's talk about this. I'm interested in this new CBD stuff. But I think having people like Cullen definitely helps. Our whole company, Fresh Farms as a company, started off with this idea that there's a lot of stigma around CBD, so we had to almost choose how we approached our perception. And to do that, we started working with athletes exclusively in the beginning, like Cullen, like Cappy Pondexter. with the idea that if, because there's such a stigma with cannabis, with marijuana, that working with athletes that actually won championships and done well in professional circles, it would be hard for, you know, the naysayers to come out and say, hey, Cullen Jenkins, you know, you won a Super Bowl and, you know, you're an incredible athlete and you sacrifice your body for football, but, you know, how dare you take CBD? You're wrong. You know, it's like, because these people have, like, lived it. They've sacrificed their bodies for, you know, our entertainment, for, you know, for pride, for, you know, winning championships for their cities. And so now they're, you know, they're, we look at them as our heroes. So
certainly, yes, I understand. Yeah, I understand that. You know, we don't have a lot of time, unfortunately, so I'd like you to tell us how we can get more information about Fresh Farms. Is your online presence, your web address?
Well, we
that
have
would
a,
be good.
We have a website called freshfarmscbd.com. That's farms with an S, Fresh Farms CBD. And you can always call us at 855-5FRESH5. And definitely Google us and Google Cullen Jenkins and Kathy Pondexter, because there's a lot of media out there. We've been very fortunate and gotten our guys on a lot of different shows and articles and that sort of thing. And yeah, check us out. We have a ton of really cool products that we come up with.
And can people all over the country order from you? Because we have listeners that, you know, are all over the country. So if they go online, they could order from you.
Yes, yeah, we could. So our stuff is all hemp-based, and it's all under the legal limit of THC, and most of our stuff actually has no THC whatsoever, so you could order it in all 50 states.
Oh, good. Okay, well, I wish we had more time, but we thank you for being here on Cannabis Healing, and we hope to have you on again in the coming months. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Paxton.
Sure, and thank you to all of our listeners. Next week, we'll be commemorating Veterans Day and speaking to a U.S. veteran from the Vietnam War days. Our guest is going to be Roger Martin. He started one of the largest and most unique veterans organizations in the country. So I hope you'll tune in next week. And remember to vote this Tuesday, November 6th. And meanwhile, please stay in touch on Facebook and Twitter at Cannabis Healing with PAX, and that's PAX. And until next week, stay healthy and balanced. I'm Paxton Quigley.